This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. Oh, the worship has been amazing. Utterly amazing. And I deeply feel the presence of Almighty God right now. Oh boy. God accepting me. We're at part 40. And we're looking at Romans, the 12th chapter. And verse 9. As we go through the 12th chapter of Romans, verse by verse, my Bible titles this, Love and Its Manifestations. And here, right here, is what Paul says. And I believe he says this to you today, right now, right at this moment. Don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Such amazing words. When you consider relationships that we have, think about maybe those people that you see in church on a regular basis. Think about your neighbors, your friends. Think about those you work with, those that you might go to school with or college. Think about those people that you are genuinely talking to on a daily basis and would regard them as friends. Paul is saying something here that I think is quite radical. Because he's cutting to the chase, where he says, don't just pretend to love others. He didn't say, don't just pretend to love your acquaintances, your friends, those in your locale. He's saying others. He's saying the word others. In other words, people that you come into contact with, maybe not even on a regular basis. He says here, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Don't just go to them every so often and smile sweetly and say, it's lovely to see you, when really you believe it's not lovely at all. And you look at someone and you say to them, oh, it's good to see you. I really love you. Really? Let's have a look at that. How much do you love them? What would you do for them? If they were on the streets, would you offer them a bed? Would you offer them food, sustenance for their bodies? Would you offer them clothing, some of your own clothing? Now compare that to someone that you really do love, like a family member, a father, a mother, a child. Compare how you feel toward your loved one, your family member, and then compare how you are towards someone you don't really know that well. but here you are called to love them. Jesus said these words in John, the 15th chapter. He said, love one another. Full stop. And then in the next sentence, he said, as I have loved you, love one another. In other words, we are now called by Almighty God, by Jesus himself. We are called to love with an agape love, a love that doesn't hold condition. That means if you are showing someone that you love them very, very much and they don't reciprocate, they don't return that love, you're still called to love them. Because it's not about the reciprocation. It's about what you are doing. It's about what you do in your life toward them. It's nothing to do with how they treat you. I'm thinking of a particular instance in my own life. I love this person very much. But that love is not reciprocated. But that's fine. That is absolutely fine because I am called to love. That's what I'm called to do. And that is what I try to do. I fail. Often I fail. Many times I fail in this most difficult road of loving others. But that is what we're called to do. Many years ago, when God himself gave me this commission, tell my people about my love. That's what I've been trying to do ever since. And God showed me so many ways that he loves unconditionally, and that love is not returned. In fact, abuse is returned oftentimes. Doesn't make any difference. That's why Jesus said, turn the other cheek. For that very reason. Paul says, don't just pretend to love others. Don't put on that happy, smiley face. But look deep into their eyes and love them. Love them with such tenderness, with such love, with such joy. Because actually I believe this, that love that you show other people isn't coming from you. It comes from the Holy Spirit, and I believe the Holy Spirit is there to help you do that. I believe that truly and deeply. Paul already said in this chapter of scripture, in Romans the 12th chapter and verse 2, he says this very, very clearly. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. Watch this. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. And I think it comes down to this too, learning how to love someone else, learning how to love them with a love that can never fail. Unfailing love, as the psalmist says, often. Not pretending to love others, but really loving them. Really loving them. And then Paul says, hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. And I believe if the Holy Spirit is operating in our lives, we have to begin to really hate that is what is wrong. We have to begin to hate injustice. We have to begin to hate what is happening in our world right now. the abuse of people from all four corners of the earth. We have to begin to hate what is wrong. And we need to hold tightly to what is good. Beloved, if you're struggling, if you are struggling like I struggle to love the way Jesus wants us to love, if that is a struggle for you, there's something we can do about it. We can hand it over to Almighty God and we can pray, and that is what we're going to do. If you are wanting to pray for this because it's a struggle in your own life, then just say yes now. I'm going to pray. Heavenly Father, Paul's word in his letter to the Roman church, the 12th chapter and verse 9 says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is good. Hate what is wrong and hold tightly to that which is good. Lord, we all struggle with this so much. We struggle with loving one another as you have loved us. Sometimes, Father, it is so hard and we can't do this alone. And so therefore today, right now, Lord God, we call upon you and we ask you to firstly fill us full of your love, the love that comes from you, Father. Fill us to overflowing with your love, with your joy, and with your peace. And help us to pass that love to others, not just to friends or family, but to others. As your word says. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to fill us right now to overflowing with your Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we worship you. Lord God, we honor you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Lord Jesus, make us brand new. Right now we pray. In the mighty name of Yeshua, we give you glory and honor and power. Amen and amen. If you said amen to that prayer, I would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, I said amen to that prayer.